Grace, mercy, and peace from the God who loves you and has redeemed you through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I remember a Christmas years ago when my brother, sister, and I were all just married a few years. My dad posed a question for the family as we sat around the table that Christmas day. That question was something like, "What are you most grateful for from this past year?" We went around the table, each of us responding to the question. And I remember my dad's response as if it was yesterday. As he spoke, he got kind of emotional and said, "I'm grateful to see our three children grow into young adults with happy marriages. To see them out there on their own and happy is what my life has been all about." Then he paused and said, "From here on, anything else is just frosting on the cake." I've thought of these words this Christmas as our four children have been here with us, two of them happily married. I'm glad they're grown up now, out on their own and happy. It's what our lives have been about. It's enough. Anything else is just frosting on the cake. In our gospel reading today, we see the old man Simeon standing with the baby in his arms. He is grateful. It is enough, he says. This was not long after Jesus' birth. It was not long after the angels had left the shepherds and went back into heaven. And it was not long after the shepherds returned to their fields from Bethlehem, praising God for what they had heard and seen. And it was while Mary was still pondering in her heart all that had happened. Joseph and Mary brought the child to the temple in Jerusalem to fulfill the requirements of the law for Jesus' presentation and Mary's purification. Luke tells us that the old man Simeon was righteous and devout. For many years, he had been looking forward to the consolation of Israel, or the coming of the Messiah. Luke says the Holy Spirit rested on Simeon. When the young parents brought in the baby, the Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon that this was not just another ordinary baby. In that moment, Simeon took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." Simeon's prophetic word was then confirmed by an elderly woman named Anna, who also had spent her time in the temple fasting and praying, waiting for the Messiah. Luke gives us this picture of two aged saints, Israel at its best, devout, obedient, constant in prayer, led by the Holy Spirit, longing and waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises. All they saw was a baby, but it was enough. Simeon and Anna looked into the child's face and knew, they just knew, that God was doing a new thing, that the Messiah had come. Luke gives us here a picture of all those who wait and hope and trust in God's promises. It is a picture of faith that waits and watches expectantly for the new thing that God is doing. Old Simeon and Anna would not live to see who Jesus would become, all that would happen to him, but they knew enough to point to the future and say, "This is the one." It isn't only a moment of unrestrained joy. Luke also gives us a moment of realism, foreshadowing future pain and suffering. Simeon blesses the young parents and says to Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, to be a sign that will be opposed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. The picture Luke gives us is a picture of faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, the writer of Hebrews says. All Simeon and Anna had was a baby, but it was enough. In this world of suffering, evil, and violence, there are times when we have little more than Simeon had, but what we do have is enough to go on, enough to believe. We may hunger and thirst for more, but we are grateful for what we have. We have enough to say, Lord, let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation. In small, ordinary, everyday ways, at big turning points in our lives, or in times of loss and crisis, we have seen God's presence. We've seen enough to know, to believe, to trust. We can go in peace now. The rest is just frosting on the cake. That is the spirit of the old man Simeon, who stands holding the future in his arms. He has seen and touched the gift. It is only a child, but it is enough. That is the kind of faith to which Luke calls us in this story. At this turning of the new year, think back over your life. What were those times and places, those moments, when the tender compassion of God came close enough for you to see and feel? Who are the people through whom God has touched and shaped your life? When have you known God's presence in some loss or sadness, or some moments of wonder and joy? When has God been there? Well, Christmas is over. The trees are coming down, pitched outdoors for pickup, or stored in dark attics and basements for yet another year. The lights, bows, ornaments, ribbons, and wrapping paper are all stored too. The candles have burned low another year. Greenery has dried out. The leftovers are in the freezer. Families are back home. Kids almost back to school. Soon it will be life as usual again, with a lot of gray January and plenty of winter yet to come. Who knows what the future will bring? Who knows what will happen in any of our lives, our families, among our friends during the year ahead? Who knows what will happen in our world? We all stand there with Simeon. All he held in his arms was a child, but he stood there believing in God's gifts and God's promises. My dad said it well that Christmas Day years ago, from here on, anything else is just frosting on the cake. The blessings of God were already enough. That is the faith-filled wonder and gratitude to which the aged Simeon and Anna call us. Whatever is happening in your life right now, wherever you are on the journey of faith, whatever the future holds, whatever your hunger, thirst, or longings, can you say with Simeon, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation? Can you say, thank you, God? Can you say, the rest is just frosting on the cake? Amen.